saw the change aspect of what I do quite as prominently as everybody else. I think more has been made of it because, in a superficial manner, the costumes have changed over the years. But I think, for me, there's always been a thread of merely a search going on. And I'm not sure that there is an artist who's true to himself that doesn't search in his own way.
Is this my beautiful wife? Is this my beautiful studio?
I'm doing that dance with the hand thing.
Down your arm?
Works well on radio, right?
I'm wearing a suit that's 55 sizes too big.
Actually, no, you just had Soup Plantation. It's fitting
that's right,
my friend.
Hey, you know what? We've got the Classic Rock Time Capsule coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Would you like to match wits with Christian James Hand?
I ate a lot of taco stuff.
Question about Elton John today for a lovely prize package. 888-696-1003. Let's go for caller 3. We'll say caller 3 today.
It's a number between 1 and 3. It's delicious.
Good luck. He's committed. That's Tom Petty on 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy Chanley. He's Christian James Hand.
Yep.
And this is DJ from Pasadena. How you doing, DJ?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're very well. Are you hands-free, sir?
Yes, I am.
Sweet. Well, we got 3 DJs gathered here. Are you going to play against Christian in the Classic Rock Time Capsule in just a minute? Question today, going to quiz your knowledge about Elton Hercules John.
Got it.
So gird your loins, search your annals.
Wow.
And we'll do that in just moments on The Sound. Well, you know what we need to do now? We need to jump into this time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
And so we have. And on the phone is DJ. You hanging in there, DJ?
I'm still here.
All right, DJ's in Pasadena. Going to second guess Christian in just a second, see if we can't give him a prize package. But in the meantime, it's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Friday, May 13th. And today is the day, 50 years ago today, that the Kinks record this song.
Save me, save me.
Sunny Afternoon. That's delicious. Recorded at London's Pye Studios. And the song goes to number 1 in the UK, number 14 here in the States. 1 year later, on this same day, Ray Davis quits the Kinks. Says he wants to focus on writing and producing. And he means it. He comes back 3 days later. On this day in 2007, Dr. Brian May of Queen is put on 24-hour security watch by the police.
You mean Sting, Andy, and Stuart Copeland?
No, by the
real police.
The Bobbies, yeah.
It
turns out a schizophrenic man announces that he is going to kill Brian May, which is just what you don't want. Stevie Wonder is 66 today. I remember you pulling this out of the mix last year, Christian.
Very superstitious.
Oof.
Writings on the wall.
Just so good. Danny Kirwan of early Fleetwood Mac days is also 66, but he's not mentally very well. And the keyboard player and harmonicist for the Jay Giles Band not only celebrates his 71st birthday, he has one of the best names of all of rock and roll, Magic Dick.
He ain't wrong.
Nicely done, Magic Dick.
Yeah.
And that's not the first time I've said that today.
Hello.
Christian, on this day in 1971, bringing DJ back into the mix. Where does Elton John go for the first time? Church, singing lessons, or Disneyland?
Well, all three of those are such compelling choices. I'm going to go with Disneylandy.
What do you think, DJ? Is he right or wrong?
I don't know. I would love to go to Disneyland, too.
Oh, then you're right.
Yes.
You're welcome, everyone. Sing with me.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world.
One more time. A Okay.
Really?
I'll stop it. No, Elton John, he has a day off his tour scheduled to stop the next day at Anaheim Convention Center. So he goes over and checks out the happiest place on earth the day before, 45 years ago today. But you know what we're going to do? Hold it. Well, tell him what he's won, Sammy.
A pair of tickets to see Steven Tyler out on a limb tour at the Dolby Theater on July 5th. Thanks to Live Nation. Tickets on sale Saturday at 10 a.m.
Sweet. Fantastic. Hold the phone, DJ. We're going to get some information from you.
All right, guys.
All right, then. How about we let the Davis Brothers and the Kinks play us out on the Classic Rock Time Capsule on the Sound? You ready to rumble? It's going to happen. Song fight's coming up. 4 minutes.
I'm one down, and I'm not happy about it, Cowboy.
I want to go into the weekend 2 up.
That doesn't sound friendly.
It really doesn't.
Nope.
But I'm hyper-competitive.
It's true. As am I. That's why Song Fight works.
Baby, baby, baby. Time for a fight.
Round one. Fight.
Song Fight happens every day about 10 till 4. Christian and I each pick a song. We don't know what the other one's chosen.
Nope.
But then you text and you vote and tell us which song wins. I'm one song up, so I get to go first. And I'm hyper-competitive, so I would really like to go into the weekend 2 songs up. So I chose this little ditty.
Well, I remember every little thing.
Bold choice.
The Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. All 8 minutes and 26 seconds of it. Let's jump to the hook, shall we? What you got, bub?
Well, I thought I'd dip into this little bag of tricks.
Oh, a little Def Leppard.
Mm.
A little Pyromania.
Yeah, it's a little photograph action.
All right, then.
It's a rock-off.
It is a rock-off. And we'll jump to the hook here so you can hear's it. All right, so there you go. That's the Song Fight songs. Text A to 21003 if you want Paradise by the Dashboard Lights from Meatloaf. Text C to 21003 if you want Photograph from Def Leppard. Don't text and drive. That's idiotic. Standard rates apply. We'll have the results after 6 p.m. And the winning song will be played after 6 p.m. Get on it. And we're going to continue stuffing our faces and tell you with what in this next half hour on The Sound. Christian, you're my best friend who's in this studio.
Oh, that's nice of you to say, pal. Yeah. You're my second best friend that's in this studio.
Wait, what? So let me get this straight. You like Phil Collins?
I could take or leave him, you know?
All right.
But you know what I'm going to take?
What?
I'm going to take Monday night to play the album side from No Jacket Required with our lovely friend Rita Wild.
You're going to stay till 11:30?
I'm going to stay here till 11. I'm going to do a big bag of some Peruvian marching powder. Then we're going to play side one of No Jacket Required. And then I'm going to give away copies of the new releases on CD and vinyl, which are incredible if you haven't listened to them.
You're a giver.
I am, Andy.
You give.
And I
You keep giving and then you give some more.
And then I take it all back and I leave and I give you the fingers. I leave.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. You know thyself is all I'm saying.
Lou Graham of Foreigner here.
Mick used to, back in the cassette days, he used to give me one or two cassettes, and it would be guitar riffs that were repetitive and would go on for a minute or two, and then he'd stop, then he'd start playing something else. Whether his riff ended up being a verse or ended up being the chorus, that's the place that I started. So I hear those riffs and start trying words and melodies to it, you know.
Do you still think of the payroll when we play this?
Yes, I do. It's like PTSD. Like a beaten dog.
I figured out, Christian, why all these artists keep doing these sketches of us. And you can see the latest one on the website that described me as fat, because I'm always talking about food.
You are.
Soup Plantation brought in food today. It's Flavor Fiesta Month. First time ever you can build your own chicken fajita tostada. They got house-made Fresh salsa, over 50 feet of farm fresh veggies and fresh black beans, cheese, sour cream, and everything.
Channel bags.
You know what I call it?
What's that?
I call it flavor gone loco. That's not true. It's actually written on this piece of paper.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds too legit.
But it was really, really good.
Did you know, Andy, that their locally grown mushrooms are delivered within 8 hours of harvest?
What?
Yes.
That's outrageous.
That's outrageous.
I'm outraged at that.
You should be.
I want my, I usually don't like my stuff that fresh. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks to those guys for bringing in a whole bunch of great food.
Desserts.
I'm full as a tick.
You look...
They brought in snickerdoodles.
Yeah,
for
you,
love
look,
of God.
You had like 12 of them. You look a little heavy.
And since we can't get out of these chairs, why don't you stay right there and next, right after this, do a breakdown, break down some scorpions.
Yeah.
Matthias Jobs.
It's the year of the scorpions.
Next on the show.
Ba-ba-doing.
Play some scorpions.
Hey, Andy, here's some interesting scorpions fans information. You know that they've been around since 1965?
Really?
Yeah, and in that time, they've had 12 drummers, 6 bassists.
At the same time.
5 guitar players, 3 vocalists, but just the 1 keyboard player.
Why?
12 drummers, man. That's insane.
That's great.
All right, well, this is Jorgos von Jorgensdurgen Florgen playing guitar on this, and he's impressive.
Oh, yeah. Now you know what it is.
Yep. Just touches it once.
Charlie Martin.
Yeah, well, let's let the professionals do it.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. He's good, that Jorgos von.
No wonder they've been around since 1965.
1965?
Yeah, that's 51 years.
Isn't that incredible?
That's over half a century.
I think it's the same keyboard player. He looks like his own grandmother at this point. Hit it, Scorps!
All right, we're engaged in a song fight right now.
Round one, fight!
Every day, 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song, and then you vote by text and tell us which song wins song fight and gets played in the 6 o'clock hour. I picked a song that I thought was going to win handily.
Yeah, Christian handily.
Just appealing to people's the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
I personally hate the song and never liked it. I was being just playing politics,
pandering.
Yeah. Truthfully, I'd rather lose a finger than hear this song again.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but I'm being honest. Christian picked this one, which is slow. It's cooler.
Way cooler.
I mean, think about it. Will you love me forever? Let me sleep on it. Really? You're a nasty, sweaty, fat mess. You're never going to do better than that chick. You should take her right now because it's just never going to get any better than that, dude.
Yeah, don't give yourself
options.
No,
let me sleep on it, baby, baby. It's just ridiculous. You know what? Just vote C to 21003 for the Pyromania song from Def Leppard.
It's a hell of a way to kick off the weekend.
Or maybe you want to be subversive right now and do the opposite.
Come on.
Because you're not my monkey and you want to text A to 21003.
This is what you do.
And just stick it to Christian.
Yeah,
just stick it to him. You'll stick it if you text A to 21003. But don't text and drive. That'd stick it to you. Standard rates apply. Results after 6. We're going to start 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock next. Yeah, maybe do A. He doesn't like it. But you know something worth driving all night with your hand wet on the wheel for?
Well segued, my friend.
Thanks,
bud. That would be Desert Trip, this big concert that's happening out in the desert.
Not Desert
Paul
Trip.
Paul McCartney, whoever that is, Roger Waters, Neil Young, some guy by the name of Bob Dylan, another band, I think they're new, called The Who and the Stones. It's October 7th, 8th, 9th, the 14th, 15th, and 16th in India. One member of the Sound Text Club will be chosen at random to receive a pair of three free day
what
passes.
What do I have to text? Just tell me what to text.
Text JOIN ANDY to 21003.
That's all I needed to
know. And you're in it.
That's all I needed.
All right.
So you could have just said that, and that would have been good. I didn't need it.
Three free day. Damn it. Break it down. Break it
down. We're in 100 minutes commercial free, but that doesn't mean we can't break something down, yeah?
Andy? That's my favorite part. Dirty. A little bit of your, boy Neil Young's Brown sound happening here.
Mm. Him pulling up and using his pinky finger on the volume.
That mime you're doing works particularly well on radio, by the way.
That's a George thing.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, using the pinky on the volume knob when you strum up.
I mean, just so much taste. You don't need to do anything more than that, you know?
It's amazing.
Like, how high on the neck is he at that point? Hey, let's all come together.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Ah.
Kind of brought it all in together, didn't we?
It's beautiful
like
work.
The song.
I think this band's going to go places, these Beatles chaps. Keep your eye on them. They're going to be on the charts.
Christian, I'm a little worried. We're a half hour into 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, and you're still a little serious. See, that's better. I just want to see your smile.
I hate myself that I'm so easily manipulated.
Hello, it's Dr. Ben Carson. This is just too raucous for me. Can't you play a nice, slow ballad once in a while? Ah, much better. Thank you, Andy in the Afternoon.
Well, you know, every day we do something called Song Fight, and sometimes it turns out great, and sometimes Christian wins.
Ah, yes! Yes! Suck it, Chandlebags!
But at least he doesn't rub it in and make me feel bad about it.
No, I don't have to mention that you lost and we're even going to the weekend, you big, fat, bloated douchebag.
See, now I think that's mean. Join us on Monday at 10 till 4. We'll do another song fight. Each of us will pick a song, and then you get to decide which one gets on the air in the 6 o'clock hour.
I apologize for my bad sportsmanship.
Sorry. Yeah, you're a real bastard.
It was mean. I didn't mean to impugn you.
Hope you don't taste your own blood tonight. Final breakdown of the week.
Andy, have you ever seen Rush Live?
Rush?
Yeah.
Well, I saw them at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, but that's the only time I've seen them.
You know how Geddy Lee plays bass and he sings and he plays bass keyboards with his feet and then he plays keyboard leads with his hands?
Yes.
This is what he does with his hands.
It's,
I want that as my ringtone.
It's unbelievable. And you know, it's not, we were talking about this, it's not perfect.
No.
You can tell that it was played
by a human being.
Not actually
it's not MIDI
sequenced
and quantized
or whatever.
Yeah, no, he's actually going, bleh, doh, weh, weh, doh. So.
That's the rush you don't usually hear. Let's hear the rush you do hear.
And unfortunately, probably not going to get to see him live again. Bummer.
This is slow motion doodly. Doodly, 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 doodly.
Oh, and
doodly,
it's in like 3/4 time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3/4 doodly. Hey, that's the end of the program today.
Good Lord, already?
Just about. Well, yep. We're going to sing in just a second, so don't go anywhere. We're all going to join in song and say goodnight to each other. Not goodbye, just so long. But I thought it's important to point out, we're ending the week of shows here, but you're going on tour.
I am. Tomorrow night I'll be at Swing House Studios for my live breakdown session there, which seems to be weird to say.
If you haven't gone to one of those yet, you got to go to one. Another one next month, I'm sure. So,
yep, Eagles and the Who tomorrow night.
Ooh.
And then Sunday, of course, at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on 100.3 The Sound, my new show. If you like that, where I'm playing old music that you're familiar with and bands that you know and then linking it to newer stuff and brand new stuff and stuff from the artists, it's got some Cheap Trick this week and some Broken Poets. Awesome. I'm really proud of that show. And then Monday, Andy, I'm going to come in and do our piffle and phone it in for 4 hours and then really care at 11 o'clock when I sit in for the album side with Rita Wild and we do Phil Collins' No Jacket Required and I give away copies of the new remastered versions.
Lift your chin just a little bit right there. Yeah. Right there.
Right there.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be back in just a minute and turn things over to Rita Wild. That's moments from now.
Theater of the
on
mind.
The Sound. This is how we say goodbye every single night. So sing along, Lawrence Welk style, and we'll see you guys on Monday. Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer.
My horse has got a bad
every
leg.
Every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know that you'll always remain in my heart.
Woo!
Good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Sleep tight.
And pleasant dreams
to you. You and you and you.
Here's a wish.
Here's a wish.
And a prayer.
And a prayer.
Every dream comes true.
These cowbells are terrible
and
like this.
Now until we meet again. Adios. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Good night, my boy Silas. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Viv, you unconscious little mess.
She's going to keep you up all night for that.
I love her to pieces. And you know what? There was a little promo for your show, if you like that, and I didn't get it out of the way, and I've got to do that now, or I won't be able to play this song. There we go. Rita Wild's in for the rest of the night. Have a fun time. Have a safe weekend. Come back to us on Monday.
Is that it?
That's all I had to
all
say.
Right, well, that's all I got to you. I'll see you Monday, Chandlebags.
Bye.
Bye, Super Sammy.
Bye-bye.